Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. For Steve Harvey, put your hands together.
I sure will. But good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay. Okay, here's one for you today. This is one that's deep inside of me. So this one right here, I know this one very, very well. I want to talk to you today about success, but I want to talk to you about it like I usually do in terms of a principle of it. But I want to share something with you about it. And I was talking to my daughter about it. I've talked about my son-in-law about it, talked about it with all my children. And I'm really starting to express it to them now because, I mean, mine range from age 31 down to 16. So I'm talking to a wide range of people constantly. But I want to share something with you. And this is very, very real. And there is no way around this. If you have any aspiration of being successful, if you have any inkling that you want to change for the better and become successful in that change, I want you to realize, starting right now, the effort that is going to require. And that's why I think it stops a lot of people. I think a lot of people are never told or don't understand the sheer effort that it takes to become successful at anything in any area of your life. You know, I think people think that if they do their best they can, that that'll cut it. Well, that's not enough. Here is the light bulb. That's not enough. If you think that doing your best is enough, that I got news for you. It's not. Well, Steve, what if you've done your best, though, and your best ain't good enough? Well, let me ask you that same question. Hold on. If you want to be successful and you've done your best and best isn't good enough, what, you through? That's it? But, Steve, it was my best. No. It was the best you had at that time and that particular day. But tomorrow, add something to it. You've never done everything. There is no you can't go no more. You can't add no more. I've seen marathon runners end up crawling across the line. I've seen triathlon people, man, just staggering in the street and didn't want nobody to help them because they knew that would disqualify them from the race. You got more. Have you ever dipped into your reserve tank. That's what we're talking about now. See, all of us have a reserve tank. You know, on my ranch, I like to ride four-wheelers. I have all-terrain vehicles. And all of them have a gas tank on it. And a gas tank, and most of mine, let me see all of them. Yeah, all of them have gas tank needles on them. And it lets me know when I get down towards E, there's a little lane that's red that lets me know, okay, Steve, you're in the danger zone now. You're riding into the lowest part of your tank. But if I keep riding and I forget to get some gas in there, guess what? When it runs out of gas, all of my all-terrain vehicles, all of them, Honda, Polaris, all of them, those are the makers. There's a button on the gas tank itself that I can click, and it says reserve. That means they know that for the hardcore riders, they're going to ride somewhere, and they're going to get themselves in a situation, and they're going to run out of everything. They're going to run out of road. They're going to run out of gas. They've prepared because they know for the hardcore rider, every hardcore rider needs a reserve tank. And so there's a button that you can click on the gas tank that clicks it into a reserve, and it'll give you about 50 miles or 20 miles worth of gas in there. Now, guess what? In that reserve, that may be all you need to get you to where you're going or get you back to safety so you can refuel. Don't tell me you've done your best. When your best don't cut it, what you gonna do? See, when best is possible, then good enough ain't enough. See, you can flip that any kind of way you want to. But if the best is possible, then good enough, it ain't enough, man. See, that's good enough. But if the best is possible, why would you not shoot for that? And you are all capable of making it. You are all capable of being successful if you change your mindset. But you've got to change your mindset and realize the effort that has to be put forth in becoming successful. You've got to do it relentlessly over and over and over and over. And every day I try to do something to progress my life for the better. I try to do something every day. I wake up every day with a plan, some phone calls, some meetings, some interviews, something, man, that's going to advance and move the brand forward. Because here's what's going to happen, you all. Let's say you reach your goal. Let's say your goal is to make $100,000. Well, I got news for you. Listen to this. When you make the $100,000, you can't go nowhere and go on vacation and put your hand behind your head and say, I made $100,000. Guess what you got to do? You got to find a way now to maintain that $100,000 to keep it coming in. See, you can't just get there and stop and rest and whoa. It is harder to maintain your success than it is to get successful. See, let's say, let me show you this. Suppose it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make $50,000. Let's say it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make an extra $50,000. And you finally, through work and effort, you get to the $50,000 mark. It's only just begun now. Because guess what? In order to keep the 50 coming in, you got to duplicate what you did to get there. And then, here's what you're going to have the audacity, being a human being, you're going to want another 50 because you're a human being. Because you got to have something else to shoot for. Now you're going to want another 50. Well, now then guess what you got to do now? Now you got to do what you did before. Plus, you got to come up with something else. Then after that, you're going to have the audacity because you're humans. You're going to want another 50. So that's how this works. And see, that's the importance of your relationship with God, because you're going to constantly need him. And there ain't ever a point where you're going to be through needing him. But there ain't going to become a point in your life where you're going to want nothing unless you done just gave up. And if you done gave up, who wants that? Come on, y'all. This is going to take quite a bit of effort. And if you think it'll come to you any other way, you're sadly mistaken. because of all the successful people I know that the effort they put out on a daily basis is daunting. And I think that the average person just doesn't understand the requirement of time and effort that it takes to get there and willingness to put it out. You got to cut a lot of monkey business out your life. All that hanging out, all that late and all that clubbing, all that drinking, all that. You got to cut a whole lot of monkey business out to be successful, man. If you're planning on being successful, get up early, stay up late, work, try, think, meet, greet, smile, attract. It takes a lot. Let's go. But you can do it. God is passing out blessings all day long. Why are you not in line for yours? I'm telling you right now, I want everything God got for me. Because what he's shown me so far, whoo, if he got some more, man, oh, man, how good is God, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Steve Harvey. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This show would be nothing without the following people. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Carla Farrell.
Good morning, crew.
Keir Spates, better known as Junior.
Morning, Unc. Morning, everybody.
J. Anthony Brown, better known as Bitter Man.
What up, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas W. Miles. Better known as The Fool, a.k.a. Nephew Tommy slash Lil Man.
Good morning, everybody.
And morning, the Lil Man is just for aggravation purposes. He's That's really all. Not that small.
That's all.
We know how to push each other's buttons, though. We've worked together.
Everybody know everybody's
yeah,
button.
We've worked together for
button.
So long.
Just lay on it.
Yeah,
we lay.
I don't have a button.
It's bitter.
We ain't found it yet, but we gonna find it.
Bitter as you are.
Oh, he got a button.
Oh,
yeah.
oh, you have a button.
Yeah.
Steve
it's called Steve's been
marriage.
Yes.
It's what?
Oh, his button is called marriage.
Anything. Oh, marriage, right, yes. Yeah,
hey, you bring it up, he start drawing.
I know, the last time I brought it up, he snapped at me, remember? It went in.
Oh, what a world.
Oh, and I know another button, but I'll only use it if he piss me off.
What? Oh, because you know, you've known him the longest, yeah.
Oh, I got buttons.
You got some buttons.
He got another button?
It's big and red. It's the one, it's the same size as the one sitting on Trump desk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nuclear.
Let's move on.
He getting mad with you just talking about the
button. Okay, he know what it is then.
Can we just move on?
Yeah, we've been together a long time, me and my boy right there, boy. It was the best thing putting him on this show, man. Kind of gave me like a balance punch, you know. You know, but you see how he talked to me when I come into work.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never talked to me like that.
Yeah.
No, but you all have history, man.
Oh, he talked to me so crazy when I come to work.
If we didn't know
what
you
up,
guys.
What up, blankety blank?
We would think you hated each other the way you talk to each other.
That's just amongst us. I don't do it on the other job, ever. No.
But that's love, though. That's your love language.
That's a lie. Junior.
He lying right now.
What did he say when he doesn't do it anywhere else?
He come in there on the days he ain't on the air. He come in there and give us a gift.
Wow.
That's fun, man.
It's Monty.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny, Steve. I'm just going to let you take it away right here, you and Jay with your reenactment.
Go ahead, Steve.
This is for all men listening today. We're going to give you how it works.
Yeah.
When you're trying to end a conversation with your wife or girlfriend, and you're trying to find a way to end it.
Or not have it at all.
Or not have this conversation.
Oh, you're going to have it.
Yeah.
But somehow, it just goes on.
You don't want to talk. Basically, you don't want to talk.
You've been at work all
damn day.
You just want peace, quiet.
You just want to come in and not talk to nobody.
Well, why Who don't understand that?
Every man.
How come you don't want to talk?
See what I'm saying? Here's how it go.
What's wrong with talking?
Here's how it go. You just walked in the house.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your day today?
I'm tired. I'm beat up, man. It was rough out there today.
What was so rough about it?
Jay's playing
you know,
the woman.
I won't go into it or nothing. It was just a long day, baby. You know how I get sometimes. I just gonna sit down and chill, get my thoughts, a minute to myself.
Well, what happened?
It was just a long day, you know, just long.
Long like what? I mean, long like how?
Well, I've been down there all day. Now I just, mm-hmm. just been there all day. If I've been there all day working, I got two jobs. Mm-hmm. I just got home. It's just a long day. I'm just tired. That's all, baby.
Well, what happened on the first job? Just tell me that.
See, that's too much.
Ain't nothing in particular happened. You know, it just was.
So you were there all day, and you're telling me nothing happened in particular?
No, nothing meaningful happened.
So something did happen?
No, baby, listen. Listen. What I'm saying is.
Careful.
It was just a long day. It was just just the day to day got in the way, and I was just tired of it.
So something happened that you don't want to tell me about?
No, ain't nothing happening that I ain't want to tell you about. I'm just trying to tell you, ain't nothing really happened, but just was the.
Well, why are you raising your voice?
I'm tired.
Well, you don't. You sound like you're yelling. I mean, you.
All right, listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
Bring it back down.
Look, I ain't trying. Look, I'm not yelling. If I did, I apologize.
Okay, then. Forget
I just
want to
go
Forget
on in
the
here.
What,
I'll tell you what, listen.
What
to
happened
me.
On the second job?
On.
What happened
hey,
on the second
Hey, look. I'm tired. I didn't have a good day. I'm just going to go on in here. I'm watching a little TV and eat. And I'm going to go.
So you don't want to talk today? Is that basically what you're saying? You don't want to talk
to me? Well, I've been talking all day.
So I ain't seen you all day and you come home and now I want to talk. You don't want to talk to me. Is that basically what you're saying? You've been talking to them other people all day.
But I was at work though. I'm off.
Oh,
now. I just
you can only
chill.
Talk at work. Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to chill.
Oh, okay.
No, baby, look,
you
I just want to chill.
At work at the house is no talking.
Well,
oh, okay.
No, I just want to chill.
I see how it go.
No, I just want to chill for a little while.
Don't you have a talk show? You have two shows where you just talk. Then you come home and just no talking. That's how it go.
Well, I got a radio show too. I do the radio show. Then I do two talk shows.
And
I got a briefing and I do meetings.
You talking to meeting?
Y'all talking in a meeting.
You talk on the show?
Yeah.
You talk on a radio show?
Yeah.
But you can't talk home.
Bring it back. What the hell? I'm tired of talking.
Oh, too loud. Just,
bring it back down.
Okay,
bring
now you're getting loud. I see how it goes. You're getting loud now, yeah.
Well, you ain't listening.
I'm listening. I'm trying to talk.
No, you ain't hearing me. My voice raising because you're not listening.
You know what? Forget it. Just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. Forget I asked. Mm-hmm. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nah, I don't want to talk no more.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go on in here and sit
down. Ever.
I'm going in here and sit down.
Uh-huh. I'm not talking to you no more. You don't have to worry about me talking to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, when you come in from now on, I will not be talking to you.
There you go.
Okay.
There you
go. Okay.
See how you like that. Okay. If you don't want to talk, then I don't want to talk.
No, that's baby, right. Look.
No. I tried to talk, but you didn't want to talk.
Okay.
Now you want to talk.
Okay, well, look.
Now
this
we talking
what I'm,
now?
Okay, listen.
Now we can talk?
Clap it up.
Baby, I'm going to go on in here and just sit down and chill.
Because you can't talk to me.
All right, babe. Just look. Just whatever you say.
I just need to know, are we talking or are we not talking?
I was going to hit. You said you didn't want to talk to me no more.
Okay, then forget it. We don't have to talk.
Okay.
Let's stop talking.
All right.
You don't talk to me and I won't talk to you.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. That's good. That works fine for me.
Uh-uh. Ever talk to you again.
Now, he walks away under his breath.
Uh-huh. And he. And
so
she,
he thinks and he says.
Yeah.
He being the husband.
Her ass is crazy.
And then she follows him in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, I just have one question. I just have one more question
Come on,
to ask you.
You better be a woman.
Why don't you want to talk to me?
What did I do?
Yeah, what did I do? Uh-huh. Because I didn't do anything to you.
No, you ain't did nothing. I just told you I had a long day. But now, you said you ain't want to talk. I said I'm going here to chill. Now, you to follow me and then ask me again.
All right, well, forget it. Forget it, then. No, one more thing. I got one more thing to ask you.
Yeah, Columbo.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, okay, so one more time under my breath, and I don't think she can hear this. So I said to myself, this heifer crazy.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard you. Now I'm crazy.
No, baby, I wasn't talking to you.
People's job ain't crazy, but I'm crazy.
No, baby, I ain't say you was crazy. No, I ain't say you was crazy.
I'm crazy. Now I'm crazy.
No, I said, hold on.
I'm going to show you crazy, Steve. I'm going to show you crazy.
No, what I said was, I ain't say you was crazy. I said this crazy.
I'm crazy now. I'm going to show it to you.
No, I said this crazy.
No, you want to see it? I'm going to show it to you.
What I'm looking at.
Wait, what?
He's already looking at
you. You want to show me crazy? I'm looking dead at
man. Every man who's with his wife or girlfriend, laugh when you get at work, okay?
Wait till she get out the car.
Oh, my God. That's it right there.
Nah.
Talk to your little friends.
We pretty much covered it, huh?
Oh, yes. Good job,
that
Jay.
It. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, you played wifey very well. Very well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for the Reverend and the Deacon. They are here with church complaints.
Oh, Lord. wasn't really ready for that.
Nah, don't worry about it, Pastor. Hang in there.
Don't have my regular Motown voice.
That's all right.
Motown have went a little Sony Epic Columbia on him, and really wore his ass out. So we the best that I can. But we are here again, gathered for church complaints. Mm-hmm. What is it, Deacon?
Pastor, today we have. Sister Vera Jean Gladmore is finally getting her beard cut. She has gotten tired of the members calling her Deacon Vernon instead of Vera. Pastor, she is requesting 5 cases of Magic Shave to get the entire beard off.
I was thinking more of a fundraising event with her. Oh. I was going to put her in a cage in the basement of the church and have people pay $2 to see the bearded lady.
Oh. Well, now that's...
And raise money like for the building fund.
Like at the circus or like carnival?
Exactly, yeah. At the circus.
Okay. Mm.
So it's a fundraiser.
Or we could have her up the back like doing car wash.
Right.
Have her at the end behind a drape.
Yeah.
You're wrong for that.
I can bring this up to her, but she's really focusing on getting the Magic Shave on and getting the beard off. But that's
well, run that by first before we spend that money on the Magic Shave. We're not gonna get a case.
Well, now she needs more than a case, Pastor, to get all that hair off.
Well, see, first you have to shave it down, nephew. Then you use Magic Shave. You don't put it on just the ends.
Excuse me, that's Deacon. It's not nephew. It's Deacon.
Oh.
Okay, well, I was out of character.
Get it together, Reverend.
Here's something that you need to know, Pastor. Sister Dakonda Jenkins and Brother Levante Rivers are scheduled to be married in 3 weeks. Instead of you doing the wedding, they are requesting Bishop Curry, who just did the royal wedding for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They want him as well as 30 men on horses escorting him to the reception as they ride in a carriage.
Yes.
Well. Look like I won't be doing the wedding, huh?
Really, Pastor? Mm.
Well, I'm just saying this. Good luck in getting outside help with this wedding. You might can get the preacher that did
Bishop Curry.
Meghan Markle with man, you might be able to, I don't know him, but you may be able to pull some strain, come up with the necessary fee. But I tell you what, you're not gonna have 30 damn horses though. That won't.
That's what you draw
a line. I bet you don't have money for that.
All right, I'll pass the word on, Pastor. Listen, Beyonce just bought a new
30 dogs.
Dogs. Don't nobody want. That's not elegant, that Pastor. The elegance is when the horses and...
Elegance costs money, Deacon.
I understand. I'm just telling you what they wanted for their wed.
What they want? Wedding?
Wed. Now, listen. Beyonce just bought a church in New Orleans for $850,000. The members have had an emergency meeting and want to put the JPJJ up for sale for a cool million. But they're also throwing you in on the deal as well.
Oh.
If this sells, I'm just letting you know I'll be starting my own church with the money, and the members are going with me.
Whoa. Well, let me enlighten you to something. If they throw me in the deal and pay the million, I'm going to get the million. They can close this ragged-ass church. And you can start whatever church you want to, wherever you want to. But you let somebody pay a million for this here and see don't I take it.
All right, man. I'm just saying, we're going to be calling Beyonce about buying the church.
I don't think Beyonce going to buy another one.
Well, some people have. You don't think of something wrong with having a chain of churches? A chain of churches.
See, chain, you trying to act like we fast food. That's not what we are.
Franchise.
You can't franchise churches.
They did it with the chicken, but all right.
We don't have chicken.
I know. Here's something you need to know, Pastor. The church robes have now been converted with the pins in them.
Ooh, wow.
The choir would be singing a marathon concert to raise money for their summer trip to Jerusalem. Members are complaining and saying this concert is going to stink. It's up to you to fix this one, Pastor. Once again,
well, Pastor. I understand, though. Need for the choir to have a marathon concert. And I do understand the application of the pins inside of the robe.
Yeah, they built in now.
Mm-hmm. How do they do? Now you step into the robe.
Step into the robe, and you actually you're stepping into the pin as you.
And right. Kind of like a jumper.
Yeah, and you zip it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's gonna be interesting. If Sister Bernice needs help with her robe. I'll assist her to step down in hers, because Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Lord.
The onion on that woman. Lord.
What?
Jesus. This is God our Father. Creator of the onion. And I'm not talking about the one down at Outback either.
The blooming onion. That's the blooming onion.
I'm talking about the original blooming onion. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lord, it'll make you cry.
I'm gonna put tears in your eyes.
All right, Pastor. Sister Glenda Frazier will be doing her Suge Avery song and dance. She's asking that all the men come out and make it rain this Wednesday night at the juke joint around the corner. She said you gave her $100 the last time.
Excuse me?
I gave her $100 to stop. Because she might have been doing the Suge Avery dance, but she looked just like Suge Knight.
Wrong Suge.
Now, I just learned something that it was Suge Avery this whole time. Because I swear to God, I thought it was Suge Knight.
Not Death Row, Pastor.
Death Row Suge Knight looked just like him. Scared me to death. So that $100 I gave her was to stop. Get out.
Right.
Mess.
Girl, I got a visual.
Just like it. Oh, Lord.
Before we go, Pastor, we have one quick announcement from Adnoid.
Oh, Adnoid.
You going to start or let me know when you going to change your announcement here?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pastor. That was all my church complaints, though. That was okay, I only give ahead, you five man. At a time.
Adnoid, go ahead.
Thank you so much for letting me have that. There'll be a meeting. There'll be a meeting right after service. Blonde hair, black roots. If you'd like to participate, blonde hair, black roots. It'll be meeting room 5.
That's going to be crowded.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty packed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you started telling us about this woman you were dating.
Well, let me just tell you, I met this girl in college.
Uh-huh.
Lord, she was fine. Mm-hmm. Creole girl. My brother told me how to get her, and he gave me some money to take her out. So I told her to pick a restaurant. She picked a Creole restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm 17. I ain't had no Creole food, so I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I go in there. She done ordered all this spicy stuff, etouffee, all this, but spicy though.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm eating stuff, man, ain't never been in my system before. So I'm taking her home and my stomach is turning. So we get at the front of her house. I'm gonna walk her to the door. She said, come on in for a little while. My mom and them gone.
Oh.
Now, my mama had told me, when your stomach is tore up, try to go home.
Yes.
Don't
put that in nobody else's house.
Great advice. Good advice. Yes.
But she was so fine, I just said, well, man, let me go on in here for a little while. Because what kind of man would I be? Fine chick invite you in, and mom and dad ain't there. Let me at least go on in here. Something.
But your stomach. I mean, really?
Shirley, this a girl. Every man would have went in there.
Everyone.
So I'm sitting there on the couch. We watching TV. My stomach is turning. I can hear it. So I said, can I go to the bathroom?
Oh,
she
Lord.
Said, second door on the left. I go in there, and Lord have mercy.
Sorry if you're eating
the
breakfast.
Walls of Gibraltar.
The what?
Coming
the
down.
Walls of Gibraltar.
That's
I done grabbed the tile rack in front of me to just try to hang on. I'm twisting the guest tile in my hand like I'm wringing it out. I done knocked the toilet tissue holder off the wall. Screws out everything.
Wait,
I done kicked over the trash can.
She could hear this, right? Yeah,
I don't hear it.
She
wasn't feeling what I was feeling. But I'm using the bathroom so much that it's alarming to me.
Yeah.
You.
I've actually put more in there than I've ever put in there in my life prior to.
I think we got the picture.
Oh, you
we got
up.
It. We got it.
I didn't know. Don't stop my story, Shirley. This is for Junior and Thomas.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I'm filling the bowl up. So finally I'm done, to my relief. But I'm sweating, though. I'm talking about I'm in there, man.
Is you out your shirt?
I'm talking about shirt wide open. I had unbuttoned my whole shirt. It's wide open. I had hung my pants up on the back of the door.
Because
I use a bathroom like my daddy. I always hang my pants and drawers up on the back of the door.
Because
I
come out
to yeah, that, you don't ever use the bathroom. But I got my shirt on. But I didn't open it up because it's hot. I got just water coming down out the front. So I stand up and I flush the toilet.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm putting my clothes on, but you know how you're waiting to hear that sound?
Yeah.
That's gone.
I don't hear
it. It's gone.
The swoosh.
All I hear is the swirling.
Oh.
And I turn around and it's rising.
It's rising?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm asking God not to do this to me today.
Oh, I know you're praying.
I'm asking God, not today, Lord.
We have to have a part three.
This ain't the time for this.
Yeah, hold tight, dog.
Hang on, Steve.
Lord, stop this swirl from rising. In your name, right, Father God.
That boy praying.
You ain't ever heard me. Hear me now, oh God.
Steve. We have to go to Miss Ann, so.
I will, but Jesus.
Reel it in.
Stop
and...
this swirl, but it's steady coming.
Oh, God.
Part two, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve.
All right, I'm back. Just catch up. I'm over this fine girl house, stomach tore up, then ate Creole food, 17, should have went home to use the bathroom, sat in her house because she fine. Now I'm in here using the bathroom, and all hell done broke loose in here.
Come on,
I'm in here naked, sitting on the toilet with just my shirt on, because I like to sit wide-legged. I like to be open and free, and I need it because I had to brace myself a couple times.
But she never came in there to knock on the door to check.
No, not yet. She coming. That's coming in the story.
Oh, okay.
So I get up, I finally get through, but I've noticed that I've put more in the bowl than ever before.
Oh, God.
So I'm a little bit concerned with their sheer volume.
Uh-huh.
So I flush the toilet as I'm putting my pants back up on me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting to hear that.
Yeah.
But I don't hear it. And I look back, and it's rising.
Oh, Lord.
It's
Lord,
just going
Lord.
In a slow circle.
Oh,
so
my
I go in, I go to my Heavenly Father. I say, Father God,
pray on
please,
this road, boy. Pray on
not
this
now, Lord.
Pray hard, Lord.
Stop this rising tide.
Well.
Somehow, don't let this swirl get up by the top. But he didn't hear me that day.
Yeah.
I guess it was a lesson.
It's a lesson.
So next thing I know, it's at the very top of the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And it's about to flow over. So now I don't know what to do.
Uh-uh.
So I look down, and it's a trash can.
Oh, man.
So I dip the trash can down in it.
Oh!
And I got a trash can full of it.
Yeah.
So I pull the shower curtain back and throw it in the bathtub.
Oh, my God. What?
But here comes some more. So I had to take another trash can full of it and throw another trash can in the bathtub. And here comes some damn more. So now I realize they toilet is broke.
Oh, you
they toilet is broke and backed up. And it started going back down.
Oh, you
so
working
then I say, I got to get some water and put it in here. Yeah. So I started running water in the trash can to pour it down there and make the water go clean. So I finally did that.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over, and the damn bathtub is trite. The shower curtain is trifling.
Disgusting.
I look up. Man. It's on the wall.
Wait, hold on.
It's on the wall.
Part four, hold on.
This is R. Kelly's in the closet. This is Steve Harvey's in the bathroom.
Yeah, trapped.
Part four coming up right after this. Trapped in the bathroom. Part four. It's on the walls, the shower curtain, and the bathtub.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve trapped in the bathroom. A la R. Kelly in the closet.
Yes.
Part four.
Yeah.
I done bailed out three buckets, trash cans of pure mess. Then throwed it in the shower.
Gross.
So when I get all of the water back in the toilet where I got it subside and the water clean, I said, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I look over. The damn bathtub is trifling. So now I cut these people shower on.
Yeah. These people.
And I'm washing down the walls,
yeah.
The shower curtain with the shower. The girl comes up to the door because I've been in here now about 45 minutes.
Whoa!
I'm going to clean up a long time. So she said, you okay in there? Everything fine.
This ain't going good.
She said, it sounds like something wrong in there. Hey, get away from the door.
She had to get away from the door.
She said, well, okay.
It's my house.
So I'm in there. Is this too late? But I noticed they got a candle in the bathroom.
Oh.
I light it.
Oh,
I light
worse.
The candle, start striking matches and running tap water.
Okay.
That's what my mom always told me. Strike some matches and run some tap water.
Uh-huh.
It'll help you get rid of odor.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm in there. But now I'm washing down shower curtains, walls, the bathtub, getting up stuff off the floor. I'm just in here. Now, you probably saying, Steve, what is you washing it down with?
Yeah, that's what we're
well,
probably
wasn't
saying.
No paper towels in there.
Uh-huh.
But that towel rack that I had grabbed when I first sat down and was twisting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They guest towels.
The pretty ones with the lace and the flowers and the
embroidery on it.
Yeah,
their T's on it. The Thompsons.
Yeah.
That's what I washing it down with.
Not my good towels.
Now this towel is brown.
Because
I can't rinse it all out. It
what color was it when it started?
Pink. They was pink.
This is awful.
Now the towels is running. I done washed all the walls down, everything. I'm in there sweating.
You working.
My ass been on a construction site.
You are working, boy.
So I've been in there total about damn near an hour. So I fasten my clothes. I look in the bathroom. I got everything up. But I got this big nasty-ass towel, and I don't know what to do with it. So I take it, put it in the waste paper can that I've been bailing with, and stuck all that under the sink.
Okay. Yeah.
I figure this ain't finna be good, no how. But at least when they come in here, they go, it's going to take a moment. Because I know when you go in there, you're going to have to say, what the hell happened here? Because I couldn't remember how the shower curtain was or none of that. And I got, I'm telling you, I got everything off.
Right, right.
So I walk down the hallway. She's sitting on the couch with an attitude.
Of course she has an attitude.
Her arms folded.
Yes,
then she
looked
at me and she said, why you been in there so long?
Right.
I said, I had a little accident. Then she said, oh my God, look at you.
What was
I didn't realize.
But
when I was bailing all that mess into the shower, it was splashing on my pants below my knee.
God,
I ain't had time to look at this because I'm too busy cleaning up their damn house. Now I look down, it's just specks and splash marks of mess from my knee down. My pants was trifling. I looked at her. She looked at me and she said, oh my God, look at you. What have you been doing?
What did you say?
I looked at her and said, you ain't got to talk to me like that. And walked out the front door and slammed it.
Never came back.
It ain't been
went in there and got in my car, had to ride home with all my windows down. Because I stink. I smell like a skunk sitting in that car.
Oh, God.
And drove home. And that girl saw me on the campus next day, and all her girlfriends was looking at me. I act like I had never met her. And that was my Steve Harvey's.
Wow.
Trapped in the bathroom.
I love
slash
it. That's classic.
Closet. I'm going to put some music to that.
All right.
How are you now?
All right, Nephew Tommy coming up next with the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, at the top of the hour, coming up right about 4 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss that. But up next, the Nephew's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Shirley, it's football season, getting ready to jump off. This right here is tailgaters.
I'm ready for it, too.
Man.
Football season.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't.
Hello? Man, I speak to T-Rock.
Speaking. Who's this?
Is this T-Rock?
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, man, let me ask you something. All last year, y'all was tailgating here in the parking lot at the apartments. Are y'all doing that again this year?
Yeah, always. That's what we do.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I just moved here about a year ago. Let me tell you something. All that noise and y'all be making down there, man.
Y'all need to get y'all some money and buy some tickets and go to the game, man.
Hold on, man.
First of all, I don't know who the you are. My thing is, hey, we do what we do out here, man. We all get together. Brothers go to work, man. At the end of the week, we want to get together and throw a little barbecue, whatever. That's what we do. Don't be calling with that dude.
Y'all making too much noise in the complex.
Who are you?
I live here in apartments too, man. I tell you what,
you want to talk all that noise about what we doing out here, man. I tell you, bring your bunch of down here and say it to my face. Who are you?
Hey, man, don't worry about who I am.
Man,
the deal is,
hold on a second, man. First, man, see, I'm trying to have a good day, and I'm going to hear some like this here. Come on, man. Who are you supposed to be, man? I'm T-Rock, dog. I come down here. We do what we do. We all get together. We try to have a good time with it. And you want to come with this you want to try to mess my day up? Man, you must be just gone with that dude. Come on, man. Nah, man. You done y'all.
All that noise, man, disturbing people while they in their apartment.
Come on, man. But like I say, look here. I'm putting it down like this. At the end of the week, man, brothers get together, put our money together, man, and we get together and we try to have a good time. If you want to come down and join us, man, you more than welcome. I'm trying to tell you, more than welcome, bro. Come down and grab a plate, man. But, man, please, don't try to mess my day up, though, Doc. Please don't, man. Please.
Hey, man, I'm trying. Y'all messing my day up with all that damn noise, man.
Come on. Man, look, this is what we do. You want to join, you can join. If you ain't going to join, shut the hell up.
Hey, man, let me
do what you're going to do, but let us do what we do. This is what we do on the weekend. This is how we leave our stress. Brothers try to do something, get together, and have a good time. And you want to try to mess that up?
All I'm saying is, man, if y'all tailgating, why don't y'all carry y'all down to the stadium, man, and watch damn Cowboys play?
We can't go down there, man. We don't want to go down there. We want to get together where we are, right? This is what we do, man. This is what we do. Ain't nobody ever complain. complained not one time. Not one time. You're the first person ever complained. We've been doing this for 3 years. It's the first time we ever had a complaint. You don't drag your mother down here all time.
Why y'all don't buy y'all some tickets to the damn game, man?
For what?
Why don't y'all go to the game? Why the game got to be in my parking lot?
Well, I tell you like this, man. We can't afford a ticket, man. So what we just get together and we do what we can. We put our money together, we get together, and that's what we do. Again, like I said earlier, man, you more than welcome to come down. But you want to bring this old monkey down here? Go on, man. Go on with that, Doc. Go on with that, man. If you ain't no Cowboy fan, move around.
Hey, man, let me tell you this right here, man. If y'all fire up that pit on Sunday, I'm coming down there and turning that show.
Don't turn what over? You gonna turn what over?
I'm turning y'all fire that pit up, and I promise you, I'm gonna turn that damn barbecue pit over.
And I promise you'll be standing at the top of the church. You will be standing at the top of the church. That soon as that meat hit the flow, you gonna hit the flow.
Hey man.
You gonna hit the flow.
Don't fire that pit up Sunday. You hear me? Do not fire that pit.
I tell you, it's gonna be, matter of fact, I'm looking for the pit now. I'm looking for it now. It's gonna be out there. It's gonna be out there.
Okay.
Bring your monster down fire with
that. I sat there and told you that you're disturbing people and you're disturbing me more than anything, you know, and y'all
man,
y'all,
yeah,
y'all, y'all did it all last year. Y'all tailgated right here in the damn apartments, man. That's crazy.
You know what? Dude, I would apologize to you, but let me say it like this here, man. You don't f out. I don't say you come down and get a plate, you come down and join us. You know, we just getting together trying to make it a family down here. You just what you wanna bring to me? Man, you don't f me out there. How the f it is. I'm on that other level now.
Okay.
I'm on that other level.
Okay.
Believe that.
I was on the other level midway through the season last year with all that damn noise, man.
Man, oh, my God. Man, look, let me tell you something. My meat hit the floor, or somebody come by and disturb us when we do what we do, it's going to go down. I'm going to tell you like that. We ain't trying to have no problem. We don't get down like that. We just try to have a good time. That's all we do. We've been doing this for 3 years. We got the kids out here playing. We got the big screen out for everybody to watch the game. You know, I extended some love out to you to come out and have a play with them. But you going to talk about coming and knocking my meat over as hard as I work? I promise you, if that my meat touch the ground, you're going to touch the ground. Come on, man. Don't go there with that, man.
Hey,
don't do that.
Okay, look here, man. I'm telling you right now, dog. Soon as I smell that barbecue pit, soon as I smell them charcoal, I promise you, I'm turning that shit off. Y'all ain't doing this year, man. Y'all ain't doing it this year.
Man, who are you, man? Who are you? Where you live, Doc? Why you live? Why don't you present yourself to me, man? Why don't you do that?
You know what, man? You can meet me out there at the leasing office.
Come on. I'm at the leasing. I will start walking right now to the leasing office right now. So I see who the hell I'm talking to. This is
okay. Well, you need to see who's going to turn this pit over. Y'all ain't doing
okay,
it this
yeah.
year, man.
I want to see that. I want to see that happen. Because soon as you touch my pit, before that meat hits the floor, you're going to hit the floor quicker than the meat will. I'm trying to have a good time, you know, black people trying to get together, man. Everybody coming drinking beer. Nobody saying nothing. But all of a sudden, here your monkey will come out this okay,
man.
I tell you what. Bring your
what?
To the leasing office, and I promise you.
I'm finna head. You need to bring somebody with you. That's what you need to do.
Okay, I tell you what I'm gonna bring with me. I got two people to bring with me. It's gonna be me, myself, and I.
And I bet you this here. You won't put no meat on that grill come Sunday.
Okay.
You won't put no
all
meat
right.
on that grill. To hell with you and them damn Cowboys, man.
You don't talk about the Cowboys me like that, Doc. Now you really f me off. We all Cowboy fans. You gonna meet me at the leasing office, is on. I'm gonna beat your and then we'll put a Tony Romo shirt on your I promise you. You're gonna be a fan of mine.
Okay, but do you know who you playing with?
No, I don't. And I promise you, when I find you, you gonna know who you playing with.
Let me tell you who I am.
Yeah, tell me who you are. Who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Bobby.
Oh, I'm a terrorist. Oh man, yeah.
Hey, T-Rock, you and your boy Bobby, y'all tailgating each other, man.
Oh man, I'm nephew, man. I'm sorry, man.
You was fired up, dog. You all right?
I'm sorry. It's hot out here anyway. We don't care. We can take it.
I hear you, man. Hey, y'all tailgating Sunday, man.
That's what we do. Everybody pitch in and we all get together, man. It's a family thing. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man.
You good, man. You good. Let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother.
I think I might tailgate at least a couple times this year. What y'all think? Y'all get out there and
it's
cook a
lot of
little
fun.
Bit.
Yeah, I like tailgating.
Tailgaters and people who go to the game, two different groups.
Yeah.
Two different groups.
It's fun, though.
Some of these people
tailgaters get into fights out there.
They do. They do.
There's a lot of ugly people. Man.
There's a lot of ugly people out there.
Oh, he the cutest tailgater. Yeah.
He go up against subpar competition. Yeah. That's what he go up against.
You know, people ain't got no game ticket or nothing.
They got decent looking people that's tailgating. Yeah, they do. You ain't with them.
But you know what section you got to park in. You better not park over there in the good-looking section.
So they got an ugly tailgate.
Yeah,
section?
You ain't right over there with all ugly ass people.
You're not
the ugly
let
people got the biggest grill set up.
Because
they need a lot of smoke around them. So they can stand back there and people be looking at them through the smoke.
This is ignorant. So if you go to the tailgate, you already know to just take yourself over to the ugly section.
That's why I'm going right on over there. That's where I am.
But your situation is different, Steve, because you're rich. So
is there a rich, ugly section?
Not at all. Rich people are cute.
Yes, they're fine as heck.
They're so fine as heck.
Whatever.
Well, once again, Tommy, there you go right on back up.
My strawberry letter is up next at 4 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's strawberry letter. If you need advice on relationships, if you need advice on dating, sex, work, parenting, and more, you can submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And thanks to everyone who's been, you guys have been really writing, and we may be reading your letter live on the air like we're doing this one.
You never know.
You never know. Tom.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, why is my son-in-law watching me? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing you for advice on a family matter. When my daughter had her first child, she and her husband asked me to move in with them to help out with the baby. I was thrilled to be there to help with my grandchild. After living with them for about 5 months, my daughter came to me and said that her husband had been watching me move around the house. I thought she meant that he was watching me to see how I handled the baby. I didn't think anything about it. Once again, my daughter came to me and said that her husband was watching me and that she felt some type of way about it. Now she had my full attention. This was no joking matter. She told me that my son-in-law had been watching me in an inappropriate way. My son-in-law has always said that he doesn't like big women, and I'm a big curvy woman.
Go on, girl.
So I took my daughter into the living room with me to confront him about his inappropriate behavior. He said that I wear tight pants and leggings to entice him, and I'm doing it on purpose. I moved out immediately to remove myself from the situation. I've always dressed decently, and leggings are in style. So I never thought about my clothes. I never thought that my clothes were a problem. Since I've moved out, my relationship with my daughter is rocky. I can't help but feel like she blames me for her husband's attraction to me. This really bothers me, and I'm sad because I don't get to see my grandchild that much anymore. I don't know why my son-in-law would come up with this mess, but it seems like he's turning my daughter against me. What can I do to make things right? Please help. This is crazy. I really don't believe my eyes and ears. I mean, either they want you gone immediately, and that's what you did after 5 months of being there with them, or they're just playing crazy. You haven't done anything wrong. You asked what can you do to make things right. You haven't done anything wrong. You came there to help them, you know, because they requested that you do so. You did that, and now somehow it's turned on you because your son-in-law finds you attractive in tight clothes. This sounds crazy. And then for some reason, he's gotten his wife to get on board with this foolishness. And what is wrong? I don't understand what's wrong with your daughter to even go along with this. You're her mom. Of course, she, you know, is one with her husband and everything, but you're her mom. And again, you came there to help them. So now your relationship with her is rocky. You're gone. So why is there still a problem here? You don't get to see your grandchild. You lose in this situation. But the grandchild does, too, because they don't get the benefit of seeing their grandparent anymore because your son-in-law is attracted to you and your daughter feels some kind of way. This letter is crazy. If they wanted you to leave, they could have asked you just asked you or done it differently, not this crazy, ignorant way. I don't think you have anything to feel guilty or badly about except for not seeing your grandson. Maybe you and your daughter can sit down and talk about this, but she doesn't sound reasonable either.
It's the tights.
Get out of here.
I know what it looked like.
This is actually a bogus, really ignorant letter, to tell you the truth.
I like Junior letter better.
First of all.
Last hour.
Yeah.
This lady says, why is my son-in-law watching me? Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Why is he watching you? But this dude is wrong on so many levels. All of my questions revert back to the motive of the son-in-law. What is his objective? Because it serves no purpose, man, unless it was to put some distance between you and your daughter. And he didn't care how he go about it. There are manipulative men in this world, and I think that this kid happens to be one of them. So she said they needed some help out with the baby. I was thrilled to be there to help my grandchild. After living with them for about 5 months, my daughter came to me and said that her husband had been watching me move around the house. I thought she meant he was watching me to see how I handle the baby. I didn't think nothing about it. Now, all that's real right there. You can hear the truth in there.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, my daughter came to me and said that her husband was watching me and she felt some type of way about it. Now she had my full attention. This was no joking matter. She told me that my son-in-law had been watching me in an inappropriate way. Now, right here. Then we got to address what the hell wrong with your son-in-law. Because she said clearly that my son-in-law had been watching me in an inappropriate way. So this is all on him. He looking at this girl's mama in an inappropriate way. That's him.
Hmm.
That's him. See, fellas, don't nobody make you want them. You have a choice. You cannot want them. So this woman wasn't trying to do nothing to you. This is something you drummed up. Now, with all of that said, then she told me, what she did was, my son-in-law had been watching me in an inappropriate way. My son-in-law has always said he doesn't like big women, and I'm a big, curvy woman, so I took my daughter into the living room with me to confront him about this inappropriate behavior. Now, this woman going, hold up, let me bring you in front of him so you don't think I'm doing something to him, and that we can ask him right now, what have I done to you directly to make you have my daughter in here talking to me about this. So we can just come on in here right now, talk to this little boy. Well, she went in there and the little boy didn't have nothing because he was lying. He said that I wear tight pants and leggings to entice him and I'm doing it on purpose. What?
Yeah.
Dog, maybe she just had the clothes on and wasn't thinking nothing. She figured she at home. She at a daughter's house. She figured she welcome. Now you tripping. My whole thing is, it's not you, ma'am. It's all him. Why would he take this to his wife?
Exactly. And why does she go along?
You've got to understand the motive behind here. What good are you trying to accomplish by bringing this to your wife? He watching you. She be doing stuff. God, I be looking at her some kind of way, baby. I can't help it. I don't even know how he said it.
All right, Steve, hang on a second. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, why is my son-in-law watching me?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
But right now, it's your turn again, Steve, for part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter, why is my son-in-law watching me?
Once again, this woman been living with her daughter and her husband and baby for about five months trying to help them out. The daughter says her husband came to him and started saying, you know, I've been watching your mama move around. She takes the information to her mother and go, my husband is watching you move around. The mother thinks she's talking about the way he handles the baby. He comes back, doubles back again, you know, and tells her, nah, she be just in front of me, baby, and I don't know what I'm doing with it. Now, all of a sudden, the daughter says she feeling some kind of way. So she confronts her mother about it. Her mother, thinking nothing of it, does the right thing, takes her daughter into her husband to to just lay it out on the line. Have I done something directly to you, Dwayne, or whatever his punk ass name is? And then, you know, just to get it clear.
Dwayne.
He's sitting up in here talking about some, you be wearing tight pants and leggings to entice me, and I'm doing, you doing it on purpose. So lady said, I moved out immediately. No, she said, this ain't the game I'm finna play. I move out immediately right now. I've always dressed decently, and leggings is in style. So I thought my clothing was a problem. Since I moved out, my relationship with my daughter is rocky. I can't help but feel like she blames me for her husband's attraction to me. This really bothers me, and I'm sad because I don't get to see my grandchild that much anymore. I know my son-in-law would come up. I don't know why my son-in-law would come up with this mess, but it seems like he's turning my daughter against me. What can I do to make things right? Please help.
That's a shame.
I think it's time for a reenactment, Shirley.
Yes, Steve.
I want you to be.
Not Jay?
No, he's going to be a little bit too much.
No, I won't. I promise I won't.
Well, let me see what I'm trying to react.
Okay.
I don't think
I'm going to bring the information to you about your mama. Then, Jay, I want you to be the mother.
Yes.
But now, Shirley, I'm going to bring this. You, my wife,
mm-hmm.
I'm finna bring this information to. Then we're going to take it in there to Jay, who is the mama.
I'm the mama.
You the mama. Okay.
Ooh, I love Jay.
Hey, baby.
I love when Jay plays.
Hey,
yes, yes, honey.
I need to talk to you about something. You got a minute?
Oh, yeah, of course. What's up?
Hey, look, you know, I don't know what's up, but it's, you know, your mom, the way she be walking around and everything, it's like crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean, crazy?
I mean, it's crazy. You know, I'd be like sitting up watching TV and she'd like walk right in front of the TV.
Well, maybe she's just trying to get by, honey. What are you talking about?
Well, look, I know the house small and everything. We ain't got but 2 bedrooms. But damn, I mean, you know, you couldn't go outside, walk down the driveway to go around the house.
You gotta
walk through the house?
No, honey. Where else is she going to go? She's not going to go outside just to walk around the house. That makes no sense.
Okay, all right, I'll let it go.
Yeah, I think you should.
Fast forward 2 weeks later. Baby.
Yeah, honey, what's up?
Hey, I need to talk to you again.
Oh, okay.
You remember I was talking to you a couple weeks ago about your mama?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, man, I mean, she really going at it. She's throwing it at me now.
She's throwing what at you, honey?
You know that thing.
What? What?
Man, your mama, man, I mean, I know, look, I'm grown, man. I know when I'm getting hit on. You know,
honey,
your mama just came up in here wearing all these tight-ass pants, leggings and stuff. You just moving around in front of me. And, I'm trying to be everything I can be for my family.
Well, honey, leggings are in style. I think you're wrong with this.
No, what is you talking about, leggings? What leggings got to do with bouncing in front of TV?
Well, she's, you know, my mom is not a small woman. So, you know, she's just walking normally. I don't really know what you're saying about my mom here.
No, your mama got on heels and everything, you know.
Well, you know what?
Picking up bottles in front of me and everything. You know, I just wanted to bring your attention because, you know, I'm trying to be, I told you, you know, I'm trying to be everything I can be.
Well, I appreciate that, honey. I don't think that's the case, though, but I'll say something to her if you want me to.
All right, go on in there.
Okay. Mama.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
You weren't going to believe what Dwayne says.
Yeah, I don't believe nothing Dwayne say.
Dwayne says...
What is lying?
What is lying?
Come on.
I don't ever believe a damn thing Dwayne
says. Dwayne says you're enticing him.
Enticing him?
Yeah, with the clothes you wear, you know, your leggings and everything. He's saying, you know, you're doing it on purpose.
Doing what on purpose?
Being sexy in front of him.
I'm being sexy.
And you know he's my husband.
First of all, I'm surprised you won't Dwayne.
That's
so what makes you think I won't Dwayne?
Well, now, Mom, you know, we've been together for quite some time, and I love Dwayne, and he's my
That's
man.
That's the surprising part.
Yeah. Now, he's told me this, and I'm starting to feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. Is this the truth? Are you trying to entice
Dwayne? Do I look like I want Dwayne?
Well, I don't know.
I'm telling you. I don't want Dwayne. I don't want nothing Dwayne got. I don't want Dwayne at all. Let me say it again. Watch my lips. I don't want Dwayne.
Well, no. Dwayne thinks you want him.
Well, Dwayne lying, like Dwayne do all the time. Dwayne don't do nothing but lie.
Let's go and talk to
go
Dwayne.
Go get him.
About
go get his ass.
Yeah.
Bring him in here.
Honey.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Yeah.
So you were saying, what about my mom? Because I just asked her about it, and she says she doesn't want you. She has no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Miss Gladys.
Hey, how you doing, Dwayne?
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, I was explaining to Rolinda
Rolinda.
That you
you know, you've been pressing up on me.
Pressing up on you like what?
Yeah, you know, just all in front of me with your little tight clothes.
I'm a big woman. Where I walk, I'm going to be in front of you. I'm a big-ass woman. I can't hide. Yeah, I'm not a three.
Come on, Miss Gladys.
Well, you know, but all that being said and done, you know, when I'm watching TV, I'm just trying to.
I'm a 3X.
You know,
I can't disappear. I can't
I'm just trying to be a man, though, Miss Gladys. And you up in here shaking and moving all around. I think you're trying to knock me off my game.
No, you off your game. You ain't had a job in 2 years. You off your damn game.
I ain't got no game.
You know what? Y'all came in here to me. I was in my room watching my stories.
With tight leggings on.
Well, you wasn't watching the story the other day. You was trying to make a story.
Don't nobody want you.
Tell them. Come on,
Miss Gladys. Hold on, Miss Gladys. You don't know me like that. Plenty of people want me.
Dwayne Earl satisfies me well.
Go ahead.
Me and Earl.
All right, we got to take a short break. More with Miss Gladys, Dwayne, and Rolinda right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are back with part, what is this, three of the Strawberry Letter. Today's subject, why is my son-in-law watching me? A woman wrote in, she's a grandmother. Her daughter and her husband asked her to come and help them with their newborn child. So she came. She's been at the house for about 5 months. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, her daughter came to her and said that her husband, her daughter's husband, her son-in-law has been watching her. And the grandmother didn't know what she meant by that. She thought she was just watching to see how she took care of the baby. But come to find out, no, he's been watching her in an inappropriate kind of way because supposedly she wears tight leggings and stuff and tight pants. So so the mother, grandmother, and the daughter confronted the husband and asked him why is he saying this.
I'm saying, though, listen to me, Ms. Gladys, so we can be clear about this.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, but see, no, listen, see, the way you in my face, you know, like that, is I just feel like it's disrespectful to Rolinda.
That's me.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do.
What is that?
I can do this right now. Call Earl to come over here and get me.
Who is Earl?
Earl, my boyfriend. And I can get about this mess, because I don't need this. Let me call Earl. Could you hold on? Let me call Earl right now.
Well, I...
Hey, hello.
What up, Earl?
Hey, honey dip. How you
What's
doing?
What's going on? It's foolishness going over here.
What's going on, baby?
It's foolishness. It's foolishness. I tell you when you come over here. What? Come over here. Bring some boxes. I'm ready to go. I don't want you to hurt nobody. Just
Hold on.
I'm on the phone. Don't you see me on the phone?
Hold on. But you don't be telling nobody.
I just said I want him to come get me.
Now, let me tell you something. You bring Earl over here if you want to.
Can you hold on? Hold on a minute.
What's going on?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Earl.
All that old mess, honey.
Hold on, Earl. Hold on. Hold on, Earl.
You can't hear me.
On the radio, he can.
All that old ass mess, talking about some damn honey dip. Wait,
you can't hear him. He on the phone.
I don't care if I can't. I just heard him. I heard him, though.
All right, let me take the phone off speakerphone.
On Bluetooth.
I'm on Bluetooth. I'm on Earl. Just come and get me. That's all I need
to
do.
I'm on my way.
I just need you to come get me.
I'm on my way.
This ain't number fooling it over here, and it's running my pleasure up, and it's all in my spirit, and I don't need this type of mess in my spirit.
But I will whoop somebody's ass when I go.
I don't need you to whoop nobody's ass.
Okay.
Nobody's ass.
No, wait, hold on.
This thing got out of hand.
Hold on. Who in here keep talking about whooping somebody's ass in Dwayne's house?
He can't hear me.
This Dwayne house.
Well, it's my house too, Dwayne.
Rolinda, look, if your mama hadn't come in here with all these tight ass pants on.
Everything I put on gonna be tight. I'm a big ass woman. What you talking about? I'm a 3X.
Well, maybe you need to start buying some fives.
Too far, Dwayne.
Hold on. Let me answer the door. Yeah, who is it?
Hey, this Earl is
you Earl.
You damn right I'm Earl. Where my baby at?
I'm here. I'm right here. No, it's okay.
No. What, tell me what's going on.
No, I just need you to help me move. That's all I need to do.
But do we need to move him?
No, you ain't. Don't put your hand on. Don't touch him.
Old man. You don't come up in Dwayne's house.
Who you calling old?
Moving nothing around.
Who you calling old?
Sam, I'm calling your ass old man.
Don't just let's get up and out here and leave. That's all we need to do.
And Dwayne, aren't I enough for you? Why are you looking at my mama?
And why are you talking like that?
Wait a minute.
Linda.
Don't make me pull out my pocket knife, man.
Hold on, pocket knife.
Don't make me grab my pocket knife.
Oh, lady, see me, you gonna mess around, lose your life, mess around. You brought this knife up in here. Listen to me, Rolinda. What is you talking about? I only want you. That's why I told you how she was.
Well, why are you looking at her, Dwayne?
Hey, I can't. She big. She said she big.
She just came. We asked her to come so she could help us with the baby.
Help with the baby. She can't help herself to me.
Nobody wants
you. She doesn't want you.
My baby don't want you.
Don't nobody want you.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold on, Miss Gwen Earl.
Miss Gwen is Gladys.
Miss Gladys.
My name is Gladys, and I'm Mr. Earl. That's Mr. Earl. Go eat.
Okay, let me explain something to you. You in my house, sir.
I understand that.
And we about to get out your house.
And you need to be a little bit more respectful to me.
The problem is you like my baby in her spandex. That's what the deal is. That's what the real deal is. And she hypnotizing you. That's what it is.
That's how she got you, Earl.
That's how she got me. So I know exactly what's going on with you. You like
I see what's happening right here. See what's happening with your ass, old ass, Earl. You ain't frying the bacon like you used to.
The now bacon is well fried, thank you.
You looking over at this young man like
Mama,
you wanted extra crispy.
The bacon's
what
fried, the ham is cooked.
The problem is you want some of my bacon. That's what it is. That's too much woman for you, young player. That's what that is.
I'll be damned.
Me too.
The end.
And scene.
And scene.
Wow. Some characters in there.
It was,
Junior.
It was some stuff going on up in there.
Jumping off in there. Because, Junior, I wanted to get in there because I wanted to be Rolinda's sister. Why is this man looking at your mama?
Our mama.
I was going to be the baby. Just something. Yeah. We are crazy on this show.
But you know what? That argument has happened somewhere.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of places.
A lot of places. Right.
But I just, the only thing, I just didn't get how the wife was in with the husband on it.
But that happens all the time. You never get in a couple's argument because they're going to side up and be against you.
But with her mother, though?
All the time.
Her mother?
It happens all the time.
That's the thing I didn't get.
It happens.
Yeah, I was mad at her for
that. Yeah, for mm-hmm. that. Yeah, against your mom who you asked to come
and then,
to help with the baby.
Especially when he admitted doing it, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what, Steve, still in
character.
Husband.
Steve, come on out of character.
You know, he'd be mad.
Come on out, dog.
Yes, Steve.
Come on out, method actor. Come on out.
Dwayne.
No, you know, y'all going to sit up here and try to put all this off on me.
It is on
Steve, we out now. Steve, we finished, man.
No, you just mad because Earl was going to whoop your ass. That's what it is.
Earl wasn't going to whoop nobody ass in Dwayne, huh?
All right, you guys can email us to tell us how you felt about today's Strawberry Letter subject. Why is my son-in-law watching me? Go to SteveHarveyFM.com.
Oh, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, you are the relationship expert on the show. And I have a list of things that what women really want and what we want from our men. Women love to be protected. Women, of course, like men who smell good. We like men who surprise us galore. We love surprises. Women love surprises. We don't care if it's chocolates, if it's love notes, if it's gifts, or even bouquets of flowers. We love flowers. Yep. We love everything. Yes. Transparency. That's what we love from our men. We love honesty. All you liars out there. That's still the best policy. Never lie. We like when you dress well, when you look nice. We like when you dress well. Nothing turns off a woman.
Okay. Let me tell you the top three things that women want.
Okay.
Security.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Women want a future.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And women want loyalty. If you give a woman some security, provide her with a good look at a great future, and you give her your loyalty, she ride or die for you, man. Mm-hmm.
Security, future, and loyalty.
And flowers and chocolates. Don't leave out. And love notes and gifts. And transparency. We don't want you to lie to us. Where was that in your little list?
Is the loyalty covering the honesty? Is that
loyalty
together?
Loyalty is if you're loyal. Loyalty covers
But in your version.
The loyalty is honesty. Loyalty is honesty.
Yeah.
See,
I'm
going
to have to lie to you to get you this good future, though.
Yeah. They want it written out. They want honesty out your
mouth. But you're not going to be not, like, all honest.
See?
Whoa.
See?
Yeah. Hold up, Steve. Wait a minute. What you saying?
Ain't nobody going
to
be all
honest. See, he tried to get one over on us.
You can't be all. You can't tell everything.
Honesty. Okay, I agree with that. You can't tell everything. But we're saying don't lie. That's what we're saying. We don't want you to lie to us.
Sometimes we have to.
Excuse me?
Sometimes we have to.
Why would you have to lie?
To protect you from the truth.
We don't need protecting from the truth.
Yeah, y'all do.
We want the truth. No, that is not true. That is not a true statement.
Why I'm late sometimes will require a lie.
No, you're protecting yourself.
No, we're protecting yourself.
From a beat down. That's what you're protecting.
Why are you late? Why you gotta lie about that?
Because my car broke down.
No, no. What was her name?
Is that the truth?
No.
See, Tommy can do that. I can't go home and tell my wife
nothing. No.
But here's the deal. I'm home, so I ain't got to tell nothing.
Right.
Now, back in the day.
You were the best at it.
The lie is for protection of me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's protection of you, not of the woman.
Well, it's,
protection of you. Too.
No, it's not. It's not protecting me. No.
It's protecting your heart and your feelings.
That's right. No, no, no.
That's what it's for, sure.
No.
From the truth. Yeah. You don't need to hear.
No, we need to hear the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Let me be the judge of what I'm protecting
you from. Can't handle our reaction to the truth.
Exactly.
That's why we lie. Why go there?
Then
why go there?
So the lie is for you, not for us.
It's for you because I don't want you to have to go off.
No, it's okay.
It's going to mess your day up.
No, no, it won't.
Oh, yeah, it will.
No, if I don't go off, that'll mess
my
day up.
See, right there is a lie. When they tell me the truth, I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah, that's,
that's a lie. That is a lie.
That's
a lie.
Okay,
you know
well,
that's a lie.
We just don't want to
look like the bad guy.
We have to say that. Yeah, and we have
to fix it.
Yeah, we have to lie to you guys so we can get the truth out of it.
Help me help you.
And we know that.
We like lots of gifts, flowers. You know, what about those things, Steve?
Oh, you can get that.
I give my wife
surprises
flowers.
Surprises are really nice.
Yeah, and we love surprises.
I got
surprises.
Roses all in the yard. She see them when she pull in and when she pull out.
You cheap.
You
almost said N-word, Carla.
She was going with the B-word.
Same thing.
And Jay, what do you have to say?
I've been married three times. It didn't work out. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, did you do any of these things?
Yes,
did you
I did
surprise
all of them,
her?
Yeah. And I still ended up in court. Now, what else you got?
Well, we surprised her, but it was with a lot of other stuff.
Nothing on that list.
Did you give her chocolates?
Chocolates, yes.
Love notes?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
So give me an example of one of your love notes.
In court.
That's a love note right
there. What about honesty? Were you honest?
Yes, I was very honest. Yeah, that one time.
Where were you last night?
Did you hear that fool?
That one time.
Where were you last night? Why you come in so late?
I don't like that.
You don't like questions?
No, I don't like questions. Okay.
Well, when you're in your relationship, you have to answer to people.
Yes.
That's why.
You have to say your whereabouts.
This fool said, I don't like questions.
Yeah. I don't like them either, Jay, but...
Most men don't like questions. They will not admit to
it. Well, Shirley will ask me.
Where you going, honey? You look all nice. You know, you got all dressed up. You smelling good. Where you going?
I got to meet.
It's 9 o'clock.
You know, they eat late in Europe.
Oh, you're going to... Well, we live in New York.
The people I'm meeting with is from Paris.
We on their time zone.
Where are you meeting? Perhaps I can join you. It will only take me a few minutes to get ready.
No, we're meeting at a club.
Oh, I love clubs. Oh, which one? The new one?
No, it's the old one. It's a men's club.
Oh, it's just a men's club. No women allowed? Mm. There will be no women in the club?
Hell no.
Well, I know how you are. You don't like men serving you, so
right.
I'm surprised you're going to this club at all.
Well, they got a chef. They just stick the stuff out the window.
Man, lying for no reason.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you say this at home, what you just said?
What?
I'm going to a meeting 9 o'clock at night with just men at a club where they stick the food out the window.
Yeah, I could say that, but the club, she would know it's different if I said club because she know I don't go.
Yeah.
But I could say I'm going to a late meeting. Yeah, I could say
that. I got them lies right there. After 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
lies.
I could say that.
What kind of lie would you say, Tom?
But I'm in a different place in my life now.
Yes, Steve.
If I told you before, settled down. Yeah.
I'll go into a meeting at 9 o'clock.
Need to be
that's
concerned.
A damn lie.
Oh, that's a raw chicken on your head across your forehead.
A what?
A raw chicken.
First of all, you don't cook. Where are you getting a raw chicken?
I don't know why it said that.
He's been hit with a raw piece of chicken.
I know. He's been hit with one, but it would never have been for me. You're right.
And he was lying. Straight up lying.
A bone-in chicken breast.
Yeah. You're right, Jay, though.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And the fat that hang off it, got the little tail on it, kind of went in my mouth.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
So I got taste slapped out of my mouth with the potential of salmonella pork.
All right, we got to go. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time, guys, for Comedy Roulette. You pretty much know the rules, right, Jay? Explain it quickly.
Let me run it. You want to run it down?
Mm-hmm. Man,
it down.
Just we already done this damn
thing. Steve, we need
spin
to run it down.
We
get new people every day,
we have
day,
new
Steve.
Affiliates,
we have new
Steve.
Listeners. If you get new listeners.
Here we is wasting time.
What is wrong with your nerves?
His nerves is bad.
They're so bad.
That needs to be one. Man, your nerves is bad. Give us five subjects.
Let's do your
nerves. On a
back.
Wheel. Put the subjects on a wheel. Spun the wheel. Where it stop, we can do the damn thing.
All right, here we go. That is on the wheel.
Man, you
please put it up there.
All right, here we go. Number one, they're in jail again? Two, you always take more food than you can bring from a party. Mm-hmm. Three, whatever, your uncle is your daddy.
Wow. I love that one.
Uh-huh. Wow. Four, look, dude, it's time for you to cut all of that off now. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
And number five, man, your nerves are bad.
Roll the wheel and do the last one.
Where it stops, Steve.
Well, that'd be where it stops. Yeah. We will make that one.
Oh, oh man, man,
really
your nerves
there.
Is bad.
It did stop there. That's crazy.
It is that. That's the one we doing.
Man, your nerves are bad.
Yeah, that's
God.
The one we doing because, see, now we're going to find out who's really funny. Go ahead, Jay.
Man, when you say hello to somebody, and they go, well, hello? What you mean by hello? Hello what?
Man.
Why it's got to be hello in the morning? Why can't it be in the afternoon? I'm tired of people speaking to me early in the damn morning. I ain't got started on my day yet. Every time I look around, somebody, good morning, good morning. What's so damn good about it?
Ooh. Mm. Come on, Junior.
Wow, I'll tell you when you know your nerves is bad. You know your nerves bad when any sound you hear and you jump falls like a car backfire. What you up under this table for?
Yeah.
Your nerves is bad. You ain't living right.
Nerves is bad.
Sound scare you?
Yeah.
Come on, nephew.
When you at a funeral and you ask the pastor, how long you gonna be, man? Go bury this person. How long we gonna be with this, man? Put her down now.
Dang.
Your nerves
put her
nerves
down.
Bad.
Your nerves bad.
All right, come on, Steve.
Your kids walk in the room and go, Mama, Daddy, and you turn around, what?
Your nerves are bad.
You got some bad nerves.
Hell,
nerves are
calling me for.
When you have people standing outside your office going, no, you go ask him. No, you ask him. No, you go in there and ask him. No, you go ask him. I ain't going to ask him. You ask him.
Well, we're playing Comedy Roulette. It stopped on. Man, your nerves are bad.
I'll tell you, you know your nerves are bad. When you sitting there shaking, smoking a cigarette, I don't know what you going through,
uh-huh.
But your nerves is bad. I don't know what the evidence is, but your ass is shaking.
Let me tell you something. When you at your house and you by yourself, and ain't nobody else in there but some ice moving the glass in the sink and your ass run through the patio door without opening it. Hey, man, your nerves bad,
yes,
dog.
Yes. Your nerves bad.
Your nerves bad.
This is in honor of our fearless leader, Steve Harvey. Comedy
on,
Roulette. Man, your
I got
nerves
one
are bad.
For y'all, too, then.
Okay.
Since
we're
talking about Steve.
Uh-huh.
Man, your nerves is bad when you think all your coworkers is lying on you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you know it's time to go back to church.
It's time
what?
To go back to
what?
Yeah. You know when it's time to go back to church.
Okay.
This is when you know it is time to take your butt
back
to church. Somebody need to lay hands on me right
like
now.
Saint.
Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus, how did I get here? When you wake up and you with somebody and you don't know their name, it is time to go back. Wow. Who you?
Talk about backsliding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long we been laying?
Why I got handcuffs on? You got one, Junior?
Yeah, you know it's time to go back to church when you wake up and there's bite marks all over your body. Mm. You can't explain none of them. Who? I'm doing too much. I'm doing too much.
You know it's time to go back to church.
You know it's time to go back to church, man.
When you wake up and you got her thong on. God. I don't know what the hell we were
doing. Why do I have this thong? And it's backwards. You got the front part in the back. And the back part in the front.
That's a crazy visual.
Jesus help me.
Yeah, that's a crazy visual right there.
Steve, you got one?
It's time for you to go back to church when you're starting to look at your boy's grandmama and starting to feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, Father God, I'm so sorry.
You need to go pray.
It's time to go back to
Miss
church.
Miss Gladys.
Yeah. It's time. Ooh, Miss Inez, girl. You done something to me. Wow. I never felt this way like before. You know it's time to go back to church when you see spank marks on your behind and you don't know how they got there.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You can't tell. It's time to go back to church.
Excuse me, did you spank me?
No, and it's a man hand.
That's pretty rough there, Jack.
That's pretty rough. What you got,
Jack? I tell you, there's another way you know it's time to go to church. This actually happened to me. I went the next day. When your lights, water, and gas get turned off on the same day, you can't do nothing.
Yeah, it's time to go back to church.
You know it's time to go back when you wake up and your whole chest is pierced.
Oh! Ouch.
Yeah. Did I get piercings on me? Oh, I need the Lord.
Get in there. It's time to go back to church.
It's time for you to go back to church. You've been arguing with this fine girl for an hour and a half. Trying to convince her that ain't no way y'all can be cuz.
It's time to go. We're not really cousins now. Come on.
How
now.
You figure that?
We're about down to the fifth. Yeah. All right, it's time to go back to church. You know, it's time to go back to church when you wake up with a tattoo that says Veronica. And you don't know nobody named Veronica. It's time to go back to church.
It's time to go back to church when you start stalking anybody on Little Women of LA. I'm talking about them everywhere they at.
Tanya.
Hey. Tanya is fine, though. She is fine.
Hey, I'm over there looking for her.
Tanya is fine.
Coming up, Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour. Gather round, everyone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, your closing remarks are back. What you got for us today?
You know what? I just want to remind people, because it's a tough thing to cut people out your life. It's a tough decision for people to make, because the average person, you know, that's of positive nature, they like positive things around them, positive energy. And it's difficult when you, as a positive or decent or caring person, has to be faced with the decision to cut somebody out your life. And I've had to do it many times, and I'm faced with the decision again, even this stage of my life. There are people who I really should not have around me. Now, because I have a sense of guilt, I continue to keep them, you know. I come up with excuses for them. You know, what they gonna do? You know, if they not here, what would they do? If I remove them, what happens to them? Well, I mean, that's because you're a caring person. But can I tell you how much that ain't your business? It's really, really not. It's not your business, nor should you make it yours. Because what will happen is, if you guilt yourself into holding on to this person, you will continue to possess that nagging, gnawing feeling that you have every time you're around them, because they actually bring no real value to you.
Oh, they bring you a lot of promises. Oh, they bring you a lot of, oh, man, this is, man, I got something big I'm working on. Oh, you hear that all the time. Oh, I sure appreciate you. Lord, I don't know where I'd be without you. You've been such a blessing to me. You know, you're going to get it all kinds of ways. And that makes you feel even worse about the inevitable decision that you know you have to make. But let me help y'all understand something right here. People can be manipulative. People can be very, very manipulative. And when a person know they getting over on you, they say the things because they know you're a decent person. So they say the things to you to keep in the forefront of your mind of how decent you are. God bless you. You've been a blessing to me. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. I thank God for people like you. Well, when do I get to thank God for you? When do you become such a blessing to me? When at the point in this relationship where every relationship should be give and take, when do I get to take something out? Because right now, all I'm doing is giving. I'm telling you, y'all, I know how you're feeling about cutting these people out your life, but you have got to, because if there's a person in your life that's just on the receiving end of your friendship and give you nothing in return, they are on the receiving end of your paycheck and give you nothing in return. They are receiving end of all your goodness and favors and give you no goodness and favors. You no longer have an obligation to that person. You really don't. And I remind you of something that Bishop Jake said. Sometimes you have to let people go so they can be freed up to their own destiny.
Hello.
See, because they keep tying their destiny to yours. But see, God didn't give them your destiny. They got their own destiny. You know, unless you're with your wife or your children, them destinies ain't tied to yours. And once your children get a certain age, your destiny don't belong to them no more. They have to, as Marjorie says, their wings work. You got to let them get out there and get to flapping so they can fly. So as you make your list of people who bring you nothing but bad news, they have to go. When you make your list of people who every time they call you, they just want something, they have to go. They have to go because they slowing you down. They dead weight. They sitting on the wagon and they ain't pushing. They ain't getting out the wagon to remove no rocks and debris out the way. They ain't trying to fill a pothole for you. Just they don't even repair wagon wheels. They just own your wagon, sitting there, legs up, and just chilling. You out on rope just pulling. You got to get rid of them people. The other people you have to get rid of is sometimey people. Because you know what's so hard about sometimey people? Because you don't never know when their time going to be. Because they sometimey. So sometime they cool and sometime they ain't. And on the days when you need them be cool, that's one of them some days where they ain't. So now you got all these sometimey people in your life. And you be going, well, they cool over here, but they ain't cool over there. If the people in your life ain't cool everywhere you take them and every time you talk to them, you got to get rid of them too. I'm sorry. Now that's going to shorten your list. But what good is the list if it ain't a good list? Stop just trying to have a list. It's like people in a bad relationship. So you're going to stay in the bad relationship just so you can say you're in a relationship? Or will you free yourself so that you can be freed up to your destiny to possibly be in a good relationship? But you'll never get in a good relationship if you're going to stay and sit in the bad relationship, which has proven year after year after year to be of no substance and no just no goodness for you. It just does nothing for you. But you're going to stay in it just so you can say you're in a relationship. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So y'all think about it. Those people that you got to cut loose, you got it's a tough decision, but you have to do it. God will bless you for it too. And guess what? You have more free time. You have more money and everything when you let them go. And you don't even have to deal with the aggravation of them anymore. That's an amazing thing. So it's my closing remarks. Just wanted to remind y'all that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.